This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, another week, another episode of Listen to Mario, LTM, Mario Lopez here. And I've got a fascinating guest joining us in just a bit. Professional video game player named Ninja. And for those who may not be familiar, there is such an occupation as professional gamers. And these dudes can make a lot of money. Ninja specifically has built quite a lucrative career streaming his gameplay on Twitch, in YouTube. I'm talking, my guy's making like $500,000 a month at this point. It's insane. 28 years old. So I have so many questions for him, and even got some of his fans to stop in and ask his gaming advice. He's going to be joining us in just a bit. But first, I got my radio producers, Fraser, Nichols, Kyle, all here to talk video games. Some other buddies as well, if they want to chime in. Here's the thing that I've always found fascinating about kids now, because I got a couple that love to watch people do things as opposed to doing them themselves. So, like, I'll tell Gia, don't you like playing with the toys? Why do you want to watch these people unwrap and play with toys yourself? Don't you like to play? You know what she hit me with? Mommy likes to watch those shows where they build houses. Don't you want to?
She's telling your wife to get a job.
Don't you like watching them? Well, she kind of got a point.
I guess.
She kind of got a point, right? Same thing could have been said for cooking shows, right? So I guess I kind of get it. My 8-year-old put some perspective on it.
I can kind of understand watching.
Right?
Like, if you're a kid who's really into playing video games and you're watching someone else play, you could learn strategies and stuff like that. But when kids are just watching other kids open presents, or, like, you know, for Christmas or Easter or whatever, I don't really get that.
I imagine it's sort of like you're living vicariously through them, sort of like you would a remodel for a lot of those.
Great advertising for toy companies.
Or a cooking show. Yeah, Gia actually put it in pretty good perspective. But this dude's, like, obviously next level, and we'll get into how he made that a career, and he's the Michael Jordan now of video games. But, dude, what happened to, like, old school Miss Pac-Man and Centipede?
You had the Atari, old school Atari?
I had the old school Atari with the one joystick with the red button.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? The red. And then I remember, what was it? Did it get to ColecoVision after that? It was a Nintendo. Remember Pitfall?
ColecoVision.
That was real old
school.
Pitfall
was Atari.
Pitfall was still Atari. That was like still black and white. I remember the one that I thought that it started getting, like, the graphics I thought were so cool. Do you remember Ghosts and Goblins? There was a little knight
in
armor, and then he would, like, you had like an extra life with him, because if you hit him, the armor would come off and he'd be kicking it in his underwear and still trying to, like, kill ghosts and goblins.
One of the all-time hardest games. I want to see Ninja up on that.
Yeah, exactly. That was hard, man. But then I remember when I was consumed with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and I'll never forget the day I finally made it to Mike Tyson, because I had to get through all those fighters. I'll never forget that day, and I finally made it, and I was so in awe. And then he knocked me out like in 10 seconds. Because, you know, the
well,
when
yeah.
you find it, and then I found out there was like a code you can cheat.
007-373-5963.
Come on. Yeah, no, that was the great code?
No, 100%.
You knew the code? Was that the Tyson code?
That was my party trick. I would go like to kids' birthday parties, and I would beat Tyson. Everyone would watch me.
What? You beat Tyson?
I was the first ninja.
Damn, you're the OG ninja.
Kyle.
Party trick. You're a cheater face. I was putting in work.
Kyle, actually, wow. Like, it's pretty impressive he remembers that, because, I don't know, a few weeks ago we referenced that game Contra, and I was like, do you remember that code? And he remembered the code for that, too.
So there was codes for a bunch of video games?
There were cheat codes.
How did you get the cheat codes, though? The cheat codes?
Because if you were making the, if you were one of the game programmers, you had to play through the game to make, to check for the mistakes. So you
right.
would have these codes for, like, unlimited life so that you could play through it and look for glitches.
But were the codes public knowledge, or did they put out, how did one become aware of these codes?
You know, you had to be part of the insider trades, like Nintendo Power or, you know, any of those, any of the insider mags.
I forgot there used to be video game magazines.
It was video game magazines?
Yeah.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They gave you all kinds of insight
really?
And stuff. It was before, I mean, now it's been replaced by people like Ninja,
you
who
could
are
call
streaming,
up,
but.
You could call up the Nintendo hotline and talk to a video game counselor.
Did you do
and
that?
And they would help you through.
Are you serious?
I never talked to a counselor, but it was, I wanted to be one in the early days.
Kyle was telling me he was a champion in Pittsburgh.
You were champion in what? In like what were you
well,
playing?
Well, all right, back, you may remember the Fred Savage vehicle, the Wizard, back, it was like 1990.
Yeah.
It was, he was a video game champion.
Mario was up for that.
Oh, really?
Stupid.
Well, in Pittsburgh, Nintendo came to Pittsburgh looking for its best players, and I went in there, we played Super Mario 1, Rad Racer, and Tetris.
Yes,
I qualified to go to Nationals in at Disney World. It was a no expenses paid trip to Disney World, so I wasn't allowed to make the trip to Nationals. But you know, I could have been. I could have been the Wizard.
Wait, how much time were you putting in back in the day on the gaming?
I wasn't putting in some of this ninja time, as you'll hear him talk about. But you know, after school, you know, maybe 4 hours, maybe.
Wait,
maybe.
That's significant, man.
Yeah.
That's like half a day.
That's a lot of time, actually.
4 hours.
What was your favorite game, though, like growing up?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was a great one.
Great.
The Mario Brothers, any Mario Brother game was a great one. Zelda games were a great one. Later,
Legend of Zelda, I remember, yes.
Later, when it went to like Super Nintendo and then N64, they had NBA Jams, the Madden footballs,
oh, yeah,
of course.
The sports game was good. I was always partial to any of the fighting games, like the Street Fighters and those kind of games. And then I like driving games a lot. I'm talking about arcade now, not console. Like, I like driving games, the fighting games, and the sports one was fun. I do remember, though, too, the which NBA game? Which was it, NBA Jam?
NBA Jam was the one where he's heating up.
Yeah, he's heating up. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah, that
was
fun.
2-on-2 was great.
Yes, yeah. That was great.
I do,
that was
Mario
great, too.
Also, for a long time, because we've worked together for like 7.5 years, would tell me just over and over that he was the Miss Pac-Man champ. Like, he could play, no one would beat him, any of that. And then randomly, I think it was last year, we all went to this bar that's an arcade bar. And he wasn't lying. However,
my skills were intact.
However, he cannot play Mortal Kombat at all.
Oh, Mortal Kombat. I was a Street Fighter guy. Remember you had Mortal Kombat, and then you had Street Fighter. I'd always be E. Honda.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to be E. Honda. Remember E. Honda with the little with that little karate move? I'd get down on some E. Honda.
Thousand hand slap.
Exactly.
Turns out that when Mario and I were actually playing Mortal Kombat, he thought we were playing Street Fighter briefly.
Dude, I couldn't. That was a whole nother. Which one came out first? I'm curious. What was the bigger hit?
Street Fighter was out before Mortal Kombat.
I like Street Fighter. And then they had Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
So that was the jam back in the day. But I remember vividly. It was Atari, and then I remember ColecoVision. I remember my dad, like, I had to, what was the next big one after that?
What is ColecoVision? I'm not super familiar
with
ColecoVision?
That one. Do you remember ColecoVision?
I don't remember that one.
You got to Google that. ColecoVision was real old school. I'm older than all you fools. That's why. ColecoVision was like a step up. That was like the new, that was like the Xbox, right?
Yeah,
after
it's
that.
Like normal kids had the Atari, but then if you were on TV, you got the
ColecoVision. Stupid.
Did you just Google it, Nicole?
Did you see ColecoVision? And then after that. 19 what?
85.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I'm like 9, 10 years old. So, and then after that, was it Nintendo? And then it was a Super Nintendo or something?
No,
like that?
Nintendo. Then, Nintendo came out, I think, around the same time the first Sega came out, right?
Oh, yeah, Sega.
Or maybe like a year before
Sega Genesis. Then the Sega Genesis.
But I remember there was one Christmas, my brother got a Sega and I got a Nintendo. And it was
good Christmas.
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, that is a good
that
Christmas.
That was the big gift. That was like
but
the
I
big
used,
gift.
I used to love, and I played a lot. I played a lot as a kid. Not, I don't know, about 4 hours, but a couple hours, an hour or two. Maybe, you know, my mom would say, hey, enough, this and that. But when I turned 18, I made myself, I said, you know what? I gotta put it away now. Cause I said, I gotta like focus, grow up. I got scared, like the real world's coming, right? So I did. I put and never touched it again.
Wow.
Never touched it. I said, if I have kids later on, I'll get into it.
Bring that ColecoVision back out.
Yeah, bust that out, or I'll get into I can't believe like some of the old school games are still out there, but never touched it again because I just thought it was gonna consume me. But little did I know you could now have a lucrative career, and they have these mega tournaments and arenas get filled. It's unbelievable.
I think a couple of years ago, I was flipping through channels, like TBS or something, had like these gaming tournaments that were on. There was a whole show that was dedicated to it, and it was like a full stadium of people.
Dude, but the games now, dude, like you're playing them, and
oh no, it's too complicated.
And they look, they almost look too real, and it looks too crazy, and I don't even know how to figure it out. My kids, they're still young, but they're playing other little games on iPads now. They don't even ask for a console. They're just all on iPads.
Yeah.
And they're really into Roblox, which is sort of like a little junior version of Fortnite, I think. From what I can tell, right? So that, my nephews and stuff, they're into
that. Have you played Fortnite?
Never played Fortnite. Never. I'm familiar with the dances.
I know you know that.
I get down on the dances.
I know you know that.
But other than that, I am not familiar. So anyway, let's get to our guest because he's turned his video game playing in again to a very lucrative career at only 28 years old. Tyler Blevins, a.k.a. Ninja. Welcome to the podcast, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, bud?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time to come in. See, you rolled deep in here. You got a whole squad. You got fans waiting inside the studio. I know you're one of the biggest players in gaming. Where did the passion for these games begin?
Yeah, it all started when I was really little. My dad had he brought games into the house because he loved playing them.
So he liked playing them
100%. So he like got them for us,
right?
But he would and this is one of these things where my mom actually told me this story like, you know, a couple years ago. So I didn't even know this about my dad for a while. But yeah, he would basically, we'd go to bed around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, because we're little kids, and he would just stay up and play and beat video games all night and stay up till like 4 a.m. apparently.
Whoa, really? And where are you from?
I'm from Illinois. So I was born in Detroit, but I've lived in Illinois my whole life.
What part?
Born in Taylor, Michigan. And in Illinois right now, we're like 45 minutes away from Chicago.
Outside of Chicago, and you remain there, huh? Wow.
I've not left.
And so you started playing with Pops, and then you just fell in love with it and continued playing.
Absolutely.
And how often were you playing a day?
All the time. So I had a great balance. My parents basically said, you know, first of all, happy doing well in school in order to play a lot of video games. That was the number one rule.
Right.
But during the summer and things like that, it was like I had 3 hours a day. And if I wanted more time, I would have to play outside. So like an hour of playing outside would be like an hour of extra gaming.
That's a nice balance.
It's actually perfect. Yeah. So I'd run around for 5 hours and then just come inside and play video games.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Two older brothers.
Were they into it as much as you were?
They were definitely not into it as much as I was. They loved the game. They loved playing with me. They
not as passionate though.
No, definitely wasn't there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And how did you know you were good?
Like,
over trial and error and practice.
It's one of those things where, you know, you just start you start beating everyone around you, right? Like, I just started eventually mopping the floor of my brothers, and I wasn't even trying. And then, you know, their friends would come over, and I'd crush them. And then my friends would come over, and I'd crush them.
Start smoking fools.
Yeah. So, all right. And then Xbox Live comes out, which allows you to play against people all over the world. And that was when I was, like, 13. And that was when I realized, you know, oh, I'm really good.
That's when you were just next level. Was there a single moment that you can point to that really launched, like, the trajectory of your career?
I mean, definitely Fortnite. Like, pushed it all the way into the next level.
And
like,
when did Fortnite hit the scene?
About a year and a half ago.
It's only been about a year and a half?
Dude, doesn't it feel like it's been around forever?
For like 10 years. Literally, I feel like yeah. It's been around. Is that right?
100%.
Oh my gosh.
I actually just had a conversation with someone about that like a couple hours ago.
That's a good bit of trivia. Doesn't it feel it feels like it's been around
it
forever?
Four, I don't know.
Just but yeah, no. Exactly. Like four or 5 years. Wow.
I know.
So what was it about? First of all, I love video games too. Yes. When I was a kid and growing up, I'm a lot older than you. So I'm old school.
Not
like
that one, much older.
Oh no, thank you. You're sweet. But like, no, we're talking like one joystick, one button. So
right.
Now, like you said, you can play with people all over the world. Yeah, it's very interactive. But what was it about Fortnite? Because I remember like Call of Duty was big and all these other. What was it about that particular game? Has that surpassed all the other phenomenons?
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's
really
there's
why?
Nothing, because it is free to play. And
the other ones aren't free.
No, I mean about 95% of video games are you have to obviously pay. That's the whole point, right? Yeah. That's like the. That's like, you know, you're not going to give out candy for free. Like, you're not going to make money that way.
Yeah.
But with gaming, it's different. So all their money they make is, you know, with skins and things like that inside the game, cosmetics, and the game is free. So and it's everywhere, right? You can play it on any console, any system, phone.
Got it. So you can put it on. So that was the mass appeal.
Yep.
And then for those who may not be familiar, is it a war game? How would you describe the premise?
All right. So it is a Hunger Games style battle royale. So basically in Hunger Games, they start out, you know, all around in a circle with no weapons, and then they have to go for the weapons or, you know, run away and do something else, and last person alive wins.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And how long does an average game last?
Okay. So if you're playing competitive, it's about 25 minutes if you make it to the end of a game. But normally an average game is like 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow, whenever these kids and their reactions right here. Your fans are freaking out, which we'll get to in a second. And now they have these Fortnite World Cups,
yes.
which is fascinating. And I know you missed out on qualifying for this year's Fortnite World Cup.
There's actually solo files. Yes, the solo, yeah.
Right. Why was that, by the way?
Solos are a lot of RNG, random number generated. Basically, it's, right. I mean, to be fair, I just didn't really put a lot of my time and effort into solos. I've been putting a lot of it into duos.
And duos, it's just a team,
yep.
It's more of a team effort.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this. This is how, you know, I explain it to people. In solos, when you're playing against everyone, you know, it's 99 other players. If they have a thought that pops into their head, that might not be the right thought, but there's going to be no one to tell them what to do. Like,
right.
To stop them, like, I'm going to push this kid. It's like, no, wait, man, like, I can talk to my teammate. We can talk each other out of doing something stupid.
Different strategies.
Yeah. But in solos, man, if some dude just wants to push you because there's no one that's going to, you know, to tell him to stop, or maybe, you know, that's not the right play. Like, he's just going to do it. And that kind of just happens. You know, it's just super, super crazy, you know?
And where are these competitions held usually?
So dude, ready for this? In your basement or wherever you play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's nobody goes to like an arena.
So the finals will be in an arena.
Oh, the finals will be in an arena.
It's actually one of the most amazing things ever. And they're just kind of setting the trend. Like, a lot of it in the past, I had to drive, you know what I mean, to tournaments like hours away. If it was, and sometimes they're in LA, I had to fly across the country for a tournament. Try explaining to my mother 8 years ago when gaming wasn't even nearly as big as it is now, like, hey, mom, there's three of my friends that you've never met and I've never met, but we're going to go and compete at a tournament across the country for, you know, for $10,000. And it's like, that's not going to happen. But now, Fortnite, you have to be 13 years or older to qualify for the World Cup. and you can play it in your basement and qualify. And then everything's paid for when you actually make it to the tournament.
And there's no age cap, correct? You can be...
You can be 90, dude. You can be 90 years old so playing
Fortnite. There's hope for me.
Start it, bro.
All I know are the dances.
Dude,
I can get down on the dances.
And that's another thing, man. Like, they're so good.
Is there
good
a Fortnite dance competitions?
There should be, honestly.
I might crush that.
I don't know why there isn't. Actually, that's a really good... They've done everything else.
Let's start
There's
that.
So many other types of tournaments. So,
so okay. And now you've essentially built a lucrative career out of that. When did you recognize that you're able to make money off of it?
I was 19 years old when I first started streaming. I'm 28 now. And it was, I wasn't making a lot of money, right? It was just like some ad revenue from playing commercials. And, you know, it's just like how on TV, you know, more people who you see the commercials, you make, you know, more money. But it was,
and that was off of a YouTube channel?
No, Twitch channel. So
a
YouTube, I mean, yeah, I did both. I uploaded to YouTube and Twitch, but
I'm sorry. Educate me on Twitch. What is Twitch?
Okay, so it's live streaming, right? So, okay. So kind of like a radio station, if you will, right? You're listening to a radio station. It's usually live. It's not really pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, on YouTube, you can record a video, upload it, and then, you know, but you could have recorded that 10 years ago.
Right. Okay, got it.
So,
thank you.
You know, so if I go live, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's live. It's live. Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. No, dude, you're fine, man.
So you did the YouTube and the Twitch.
Yes. And then eventually the Twitch started coming out with subscriptions so people could actually subscribe to the stream, just like you would sub to a magazine. If you like something in a magazine, you receive it monthly. So every month people can choose to, you know, resubscribe to your stream. And eventually I made like, I think it was like $1,000. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I just made $1,000 like playing video games, you know, streaming. And she's like, okay, well, once you start making like more money, like you might, like I'll let, like you can stop going to school or
look
like
at mom.
You know, yeah. Oh, she's like, she didn't even believe it. I literally showed her like the dashboard of like, I was like, Mom, this is the money. And she's like, well, I don't see it. She's like, let me see. Like, let
me roll up with like a wand.
100%. She's like, I need to see the cash and then I'll consider it. Yeah.
Right. Wow. And then it just grew from there.
It grew from there. Yeah. I think I started when I quit my job. And stopped going to school. I think I was making six figures.
What were you doing prior?
I was going to local college, community college, and I was working at Noodles and Company. Dude,
This is this is like an awesome American story of this day and age. Like, so it's so incredible. It's like a truly only an American story. So, and when you're the content, are you literally just playing?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Are you like getting your strategies or coaching or how?
That's like a very deep question for if, you know, if you want to be a good streamer, right? The better streamers are the ones who can offer more, right? So the more talented you are at the game, you have more to offer, right? And if you're also entertaining, which I, you know, I pride myself in being, you know, I do impressions and I know movie quotes and stuff like that. So
very
I
good always, speaker.
Thank you, man.
So, okay, go on.
So all those things, you know, will add to the value of your stream. And, you know, the more, the funnier you are and the more you can teach about the game and, you know, that will get you usually more viewers. And then. Boom, dude. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes,
that's
dude.
Awesome. So look at that. I mean, you used to get in trouble for playing video games. Now you're getting rich playing video games.
Yeah.
So what about when you're not streaming? What do you like to do?
I just spend time with my wife, pretty much, who is in this room right now, my beautiful, lovely.
Hello. Wifey. Is she a gamer too?
So she also manages me, but yeah, she's been gaming her whole life as well.
But in the family. I like
Absolutely.
That. I like that. From Illinois?
Yes. No, she's from central Wisconsin.
Okay. Neighbor.
Yes.
Neighbor right there.
Close
so
enough.
Very good. Very good. And how long have you been married now?
We have been married almost 2 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You want to start a family? You're going to...
That's a very good question. We are actually kind of, I mean, we definitely not right now, but we're still, you know, everything's undecided.
You're very young.
I have
Take
two older brothers and one of them already has two kids. So, you know.
Yeah. Borrow them.
Yeah, that's actually what we talk about. We're like, you know, we kind of get our fix in when we visit them.
Yeah,
so.
And then one thing I wanted to get to, the Fortnite Summer Block Party. You're part of the Celebrity Pro-Am Tournament. You're partnering with Marshawn Lynch.
Dude.
That's going to be so much fun. Have you played with him before?
So we actually have not practiced yet. So, but apparently he likes to play. He loves to play. So I won with Marshmello last year. So I'm going to try and win with Marshawn this year.
Wow, those are like pretty cool celebrities that you get to play with.
Dude,
how was Marshmello?
Marshmello was amazing. I absolutely love him to death. We hang out still after and we keep in touch.
How was his Fortnite skills?
He was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was. That's why I hope we get a little bit more practice with Marshawn so I can figure out, you know, his like... Skill gap, right? Skill cap, so I can, you know, because I'm not going to, I don't want to put, you know, it's just fun games, right? It's for charity. So if he's not capable of playing at like a super high level, I don't want to take it too seriously with him.
Yeah.
And like,
just tackle him.
I'm going to bring him some Skittles though. So.
Yeah, right. Bring him some Skittles. Is it more of like, I'm just curious, is it more hand-eye, like how do you, what distinguishes like a good player from someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what is it?
I think it's just, knowledge really of the game and how quick you are thinking on your feet, right? There's so many things that are going on.
That's what it is, right? The thinking on
the
feet.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know, you know, your ammunition, what guns you have, what, how many people are around you. If there's a sniper that has a line of sight on you, you know, how, like, you know, when is the zone rotating? How much longer is the storm going to take? How much damage? Yeah. It's nuts. I mean, all these things are going through my mind for, you know, 25 minutes. So it's actually super draining mentally.
I bet. So, okay, before I let you go, I've got two super fans here that I promised them they could ask one question in, one question each. Pardon me. Come here, gentlemen.
Awesome. I'm ready. Hit me.
All right. Who wants to go first? You go first, pal. What's your first question?
What's the average amount of time you spend on Fortnite in a day?
Probably 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yeah.
Wow. So that it's like a full-time job.
100%.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Man. Now, but starting up, you said you were like 3 hours.
No. When I was starting on my stream, I was probably streaming like 14 or 16 hours a day. And then I would work like 4 or 5 hours and then I'd sleep like 3 or 4 hours. For like 4 years.
Wow.
Hey, it's pretty unhealthy.
Just like anything in life though, that you want success, you got to put the time into it.
I mean, that's another thing too. You have so much time like to do, you know, people, if you work a 9-to-5 job, that's only 8 hours. There's still so much time left in your day to learn things and do things.
These kids are going to hit up mom as soon as we get out of here. Here, go ahead. What's your question?
What do you plan to do like once Fortnite like dies?
I don't think it'll go away anytime soon, but,
good question.
Yeah, no, but I came from, you know, Halo where I only averaged like a couple thousand viewers, and I switched over to H1Z1 and I started getting like 5-10,000 viewers. I was really good at that game. And then PUBG came out, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. I started getting 15,000-20,000 viewers in that game. I was, you know, one of the best at that game. And then Fortnite came out, same thing. So I'll just go on to the next game.
To the next game.
And dominate that one.
You said they're offered on all the different consoles, right?
So literally you can play anything. You can play it on like the Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, computer.
What do you play it on?
I play it on the computer, PC.
On the computer. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Good questions, boys.
Those are actually really good questions.
Yeah. Before I let you go, quick questions, quick answers. Ready? Yes. Song that's stuck in your head.
Oh, my God. A Baby Shark.
Is that good? Movie you've seen the most?
Probably Ready Player One.
Okay. Last show you binge watched?
Lucifer on Netflix. Great show.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, my God. Like Zoe from Zoe 101 when I was watching that.
Yeah. Who's the best celebrity at Fortnite?
I don't know if I can answer that question. Who's the best celebrity at Fortnite?
Like who have you heard the best or who have you seen that's the best?
I mean, apparently there are some epic NBA players that are really, really good. I've never played with them yet. So, I don't remember specifically. I mean, if I just had to say it, throwing it out there, I would say I'd say Marshmallow right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
I get to see. Well,
actually,
dude.
Nav is really good too. Sorry. An artist. Rapper.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming. That was fascinating, man.
Thank you
learned
for having
a lot.
Me. I appreciate it, man.
You got me all fired up. I don't even play the game.
That's the goal, man.
Yeah. OliveMario.com for all the info on the Fortnite Summer Block Party. And you can follow him on Instagram @Ninja. Thanks for stopping by. So don't forget new episodes of Listen to Mario dropping every Friday on Mario.com to catch up on the podcast. And please make sure you follow Listen to Mario on iHeartRadio and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. More fun next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.